after 600 metres.
It's time for real estate. Ben Reed is here from Ian Reed, Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Real estate, Emily, you work in the industry, don't you?
I do, Ben. What's the top line stuff we need to know this week from the market?
Good morning, guys. Well, the REIV have put out some of the quarterly stats for the first quarter of this year, which shows that median house prices have increased by about 2% over that period of time. As we have been reporting, there's some segments in the marketplace that are performing better than others. Regional Victoria has actually dropped 1.5% over that same time. And I think it's still on the slide at this point in time, where we don't think we've quite found the floor in regional, which now shows that during the COVID period, where these markets that bounced the highest have probably come back just a little bit more.
So no good if you went nuts during COVID, made the move a couple of hours out of town. Your capital growth has gone backwards. Well, no growth. But if you want to buy a holiday home in a tree change area, it sounds like the market's right for picking, Ben.
Absolutely. Now would be the time to buy. And, you know, because of some of the state government decisions around land tax, around, you know, capital gains and taxes, we are definitely seeing some of these regional markets, peninsula markets, where rental stock is coming to market and not quite finding the results that they're after. So if you're in the market for a beachside home at the moment, I think now's a great time to buy.
And I can see here from your notes that City of Yarra had the highest change in house prices, went up 8.4%, but the City of Stonnington had an 8.3% slide. When we think of real estate, Toorak, South Yarra, Armidale, we think of bulletproof real estate. Ben, what's happened there, do you think?
Well, I think work that out there. You know, neighbouring municipalities, and one's gone up 8.4%, the other one's come down 8.3%. That just indicates, I think, the reflection of median house prices. So when the median house price is if we've got a higher price bracket of homes that sell within that quarter, you'll find that there can be big fluctuations. And conversely, if, you know, say in Stonnington, some of the lower house prices have sold in the first quarter of this year, you'll find that median house prices has gone down. So what we really need to do is look at the median house prices over a longer period of time than just one quarter.
How did last week's auction market travel?
There were 1,175 auctions reported last weekend. The clearance rate did dip a little bit. It has slid a few times now, under 60%. Last week, we got it at 58%. 464 properties sold at auction, 185 sold before. And we also saw a really healthy number of private sales, 1,446 for the week.
It's very busy today looking at the numbers.
Yeah, another 1,160 auctions across Melbourne. 307 suburbs have got at least one auction today. The top auction location today is Reservoir with 26 auctions, followed by Glen Waverley 19 and Craigieburn 17.
Take us through the top house, a classic palatial family home in Camberwell.
Yeah, it was 10 Mabel Street in Camberwell. Desiree Wickham from Marshall White was the selling agent for this property. It was a four-bed, two-bath, two-car house on 656 square metres in a pretty good pocket of the Surrey Hills pocket of Camberwell. This one had a knockout bid that must have taken this property off the auction prior to the day. After the quote was $3 million to $3.3 million, this property sold for a whopping price, $3,885,000.
And we're in familiar territory with Top Apartment. We're often around the Bayside area, and here we are again in Hampton.
Yeah, this one really was a good result, a great result actually, because we purchased a very similar townhouse for a client only a few months ago for a much lesser figure. This one was a four-bedroom, three-bathroom townhouse, one of two on the block side by side, brand new or near to it. The address, 132A Linacab Road in Hampton, and this one sold for $2,825,000. After being quoted 2.5 to 2.65.
And again, familiar territory being in Melton South for the bargain house. How did this one travel under the hammer, Ben?
14 Second Avenue, Melton South. This one sold a three-bed, one-bath house on a standard-sized block throughout there, really central to Melton South, so had a lot of competition for first-home buyers being right near the station. And this one sold for $452,000, which is about the median house price for that area.
And it went to an investor, as did the bargain apartment in Caulfield South. So the investors are still nipping despite all of the hurdles they've got in place. Fill us in on the bargain, Ben.
Yeah, this really was a bargain. Selling one-bedroom apartment, an older-style 1970s apartment in a really good position of Caulfield South. 5 at 143 Burren Road. And this one had an auction, was 5 bidders, which we don't often see for these little apartments, and it sold for $261,000.
All right. Hey, Ben, good to talk to you. Ian's up north still, is he?
He is. He'll be back with us in the next few weeks, no doubt.
Okay, he's up and back a bit, but good to talk to you. And personally, are you involved in one today?
I'm not, actually. I'm out in the Mornington Peninsula. We're out looking for a downsizer client, so I've got a bunch of open for inspections that I'm attending for her today.
That's what you do. You find property, you sell property, you know your property. Yeah, that's Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Up next, Dominic Alifacci.